As I told you already, today is Transfiguration Sunday, an important Christian celebration in the United Church and all over the Christianity. It marks a big change in the liturgical year, preparing Christians for a somber journey of Lent. We celebrate the remarkable change of Jesus on a mountain. It marks the moment Jesus was revealed to be divine, with his glory shown to three disciples. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up a mountain. People think it is a mountain Tabor. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Moses and Elijah appeared, and Jesus spoke with them. A voice from a cloud also proclaimed, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." As Christians, we sometimes seek out special spiritual experiences like the Transfiguration story. We might also experience God's glory. These can be very emotional and provide spiritual clarity. These can be meaningful for our spiritual journey. However, we do not live on the mountain top. We live at the bottom of a valley, which is full of things like bills, sickness, broken relationships, and boring routines, isn't it? So, how can the glory on the mountain change the way we live in the valley? Although the mountaintop experiences would affect on many aspects of our lives, today we will simply reflect on two things. Firstly, God gives us special moments of spiritual enlightenment so that we can understand the reality of our life. When a bright light shines, we can see things we could not perceive in the darkness. Spiritual experiences from heaven can help us better understand our life in this world. The life we hope for is one of happiness and peace with justice. Christianity is particularly interested in living out eternal life within our everyday existence. Christianity holds human life to be most precious gift from God, and therefore respect it accordingly. Yet, death exists not far from human life. Allow me to ask you a question. How long is the temporal distance between human life and death? Years? Decades? Over a century? You might think it's at least a few years. However, the interval between life and death is just 3 minutes. If a person were to cease breathing for just 3 minutes, they would either fall into a coma or lose their life. Just 3 minutes. Actually, yeah, one thing happens in 1986 in Cameroon, in Central Africa. There is a beautiful lake named Mios. On the night of August 21, a limnic eruption at the lake released an estimated 100,000 to 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide, CO2. It's heavier than air, so flow underneath. This caused a disaster of 1,700 people and 1,600 livestock with millions of insects and worms in nearby valleys. How long does it take? Just a few minutes. Few minutes make a big change. I think death is always chasing, just 3 minutes behind us. We shall be thankful to God, to His protection and blessing for our lives. Let me ask you another question. How far apart are, I mean the distance, life and death? Very far? No. Sometimes they are just a few minutes apart. If we fail to keep a safe distance from a car nearby, what will happen? The distance a car at the front and back side is a bit of 100 meters, but side by side, not so far, just a few meters away. Yes, death is always only few meters away from us, not just few meters, not just far. Even though we do our best to travel safely, we might still be involved in serious accidents because of the others' mistakes. Life is fragile. So, we need God's protection and guidance, not every day, for every moment. Secondly, God gives us a special moment of happiness so that we can cope with difficult times. Life can often feel dark and confusing. When we are going through the dark valley, we might lose our feeling of the mountain. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, Peter looked back at the transfiguration and says, "We have prophetic words more fully confirmed." He calls it a lamp shining in a dark place. What remains when the cloud disappears? Only Jesus and His word. Peter teaches us that when the spiritual high fades, the script is the objective light that guides us through the valley of shadow. The lamp in the dark valley shines more brightly. We saw light, candles right now. If we have that candle in a dark night, how bright it is. We are living in a dark valley, living in a bottom of dark valley in this world. It's full of darkness, full of problems. We are surrounded us. But we have the light. It's the light from our Lord. Actually, that light not disappear. It's in our minds, in our memories. It's also we are experiencing in a Sunday services, every Sunday. That light shines on our lives under the bottom of a dark valley. There's a blessings on us. The good things in life make us stronger. Also, the bad things in life make us stronger. The moment of happiness on the mountain help us prepare for hard times. In the book of Exodus chapter 24, Moses went up into the cloud of glory, but his journey was not for a good view on the mountain. He went to receive the law, the word would guide the people in the valley. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, Peter wanted to make a shelters and stay on the mountain, but Jesus revealed his glory to prepare the disciples for the hard times of the crucifixion ahead. Jesus knew, clearly knew, I am going to Jerusalem to be crucified. He knew. But disciples didn't know that. That's the reason why Peter wanted to build the shelters on the mountain. But Jesus ordered them not reveal this special event until the day comes, the day of crucifixion comes. Yes, our Lord, our God, is not a mountaintop deity who keeps his distance from us. He's the God of the incarnation who descends into our mess. Even in your darkest hour, he's not watching from above. He's walking beside you. Always, our God listens our heartbeat. Always our Lord walking on the street, living together with us in our home to listen our voices. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 7 to 8, when the disciples were terrified in the belly of their fear, Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear."
course, I am here with you.
Jesus did not stay in the crowds with Moses and Elijah. He walked back down into the valley where a demon-possessed boy and a desperate crowd were waiting. Jesus is the God who descends and is present with crowds. Also, Jesus sent His Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit never disappears. Always present with us. We cannot build tabernacles on the mountain of Sunday worship. We must take light of transfiguration into the darkness of Monday morning. You don't need to see the sun to know its existence. Too bright to see. You don't need to see the glory cloud to know Jesus is with you in the valley. The Holy Spirit of the Lord is with us. Even we don't feel it, always be with us. Our past experiences of God's grace can help us understand our current problems. We are living faithfully below in the valley to remember the glory on the mountain top. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for the vision of your glory on the mountain top. As we descend into the valley of our daily lives, your life is fragile and shadow loom large. Help us to carry your light with us. When we are afraid or overwhelmed by the reality of our existence, please touch our hearts and say, rise and have no fear. May your word be the lamp that guides us through the darkness. And may we serve others with the grace we have found in your presence. We leave this place not alone, but with the God of incarnation walking beside us. In Jesus' name, Amen.